Mishnah Gimel, v'chein ir shleyodo leo geshomim. The same applies to a particular city where it didn't rain in that particular city, but everywhere else in that area it did rain. D'chsiv, like that which is written in Omais v'him tarti alir echas, I will cause it to rain on one city, v'alir achas leyamter. But on another different city, I will cause it not to rain there. Or chelko achas temotar, I'll cause one area to have rain, let's say one field, but not another field, v'gomer, etc. And the pasuk goes on to describe how where it does not rain will dry up, there'll be a severe famine, and so in such a situation it's very clear that Hashem is punishing that particular city, and is sending a message to that particular city that they need to do tshuva. They need to better their ways and daven to Hashem. So Isahoir, that city, immediately misano masra'as, they fast and blow the shofar and observe all of those stricter laws. And as well as that, says the Mishnah interestingly, v'chol svivei seha, all the cities which surround that city, according to most this refers to only the cities which immediately border that city, although according to others it applies actually to all of the cities in the entire Eretz Yisrael. The point is that even other cities where it does rain, misanois, they need to fast, velo masriais, but they don't need to blow the shofar. And they don't need to observe all of the stricter laws of the fasts. However, they do need to fast as well. And there are two reasons for this. Number one, they are likely to also be affected by the famine in the other city, because people in that city will end up coming to their city in order to buy food and water, and there'll end up being a shortage even for people in that city, because it will need to provide for that other city where it hadn't rained. So they are also in danger of having a lack of food and water. And the second reason is, even if they weren't affected by it, they need to daven and share in the pain of their neighboring city and show that they care and take responsibility for this danger. And that's why they also fast. Rabbi Akiva says, it's true that the surrounding cities do need to do something as well, but it's the opposite. Masriyais v'lemis anais. They need to blow the shofar, but they don't need to fast. According to both the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva, the other cities need to spend that day davening for the city where there's going to be a famine, where it's not raining. And the Gemara explains that they are arguing about whether their davening is similar to the davening of Rosh Hashanah, or similar to the davening of Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah we blow the shofar and we don't fast, whereas on Yom Kippur we fast but don't blow the shofar. So that's the depth behind the opinions of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva about whether this day is considered to be more similar to Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur.